Couple questions here. Today, the adults are going to be hearing a story from the Bible, and it has to do with something called healing. Now, let me ask you this. When you get sick, what happens? God heals you. Wow, excellent. What happens when you get sick? Normally, when you're not feeling well, somebody notices, don't they? Yeah. And then what might they do? They might... They can give you medicine or something and helping you. What about if we were outside and I fell and I scraped my knee and it was bleeding? What would happen? What would happen? How could I get that fixed, or how could I get that to feel better?
You can put a
bandage on it. Can you say that for me?
You can put a Band-Aid on it.
Right, you can put a Band-Aid on it. Awesome, awesome. Well, today's gospel story today, there were 10 men that were sick. And they had a really different kind of a sickness. It wasn't like a sore throat or a cold. They had a sickness on their skin. And they came to Jesus. And they asked Jesus if Jesus would heal them or cure them. And you know what Jesus did? Yeah, he healed them. But here's the problem. There were 10 of them, okay? And one of them turned around and said, thank you, and the rest of them kept walking. Now, what's wrong with that? All right, say that again here.
The rest of them didn't be good to Jesus.
All right. The rest of them didn't thank Jesus, and they didn't. And so today I want you to remember that when anybody else helps you, or when you have something going on and Jesus touches you or heals you, or when you're sick and you feel better, that's an opportunity for you to thank Jesus for what he did and for taking care of you. And the moral of the whole story is that Jesus loves us all. And he wants us to praise him and thank him for all that he does. Let's bow our heads and pray. Let's get in our little circle here, all right? Come on, let's go and try this. And remember, Pastor John has a little treat for you at the end here. So, all right, well, hold hands. You got to repeat after me. Say, dear God, thank you for your love and your care. Bless my family. Bless my friends. Bless my church. Amen. Okay, now who remembers from last week what we do with the, what do?
We share.
Yes, you take one to share, okay? And there's,
can we take two?
You can, yeah, you take two, one for you, one to share, all right? Mm-hmm.